And let us move on to the last item, which is the AOB. Right. So I think for the AOB, we don't have any major items except to report some of the, you know, great progress that has been achieved by the Harbourfront Commission, for example, to establish a new waterland interface task force. And I think that the Harbour Unit do have something to supplement on this task force, right?
Yes, Chair. Because we have already reported at the commission meeting, but as the makeup of the task forces are different, we don't have the same individual members sitting on the different task forces and commission, institution members, and not to mention co-op members at the task force. So we would like to take you a few minutes, very brief report on what we have achieved on the logo, the new Harbourfront logo.
Yes.
Of course, some of you have joined the ceremony. Ronald will make a quick presentation. I would also like to cover one more point. The meeting also have discussed the setting up of the new Waterland Interface Task Force. We have presented a paper to the Commission explaining the proposed terms of reference of the task force, and therefore at this meeting, we also refer to this new Waterland Interface Task Force more than once. I would like to cover one particular point, which was raised at previous commission meetings. That is about the possible overlap of the purview of the three geographical task force and this new task force. We have looked at it, and we found that there is indeed a possible overlap. After all, the three geographical task force cover all of Victoria Harbour, but only divided into three areas. And then this new task force will focus on waterland interface. Of course, it would look at strategic issues. We propose, and members at the Commission basically agree, that we take a pragmatic approach. Because government departments as well as private sector proponents have been taking proposals to the task forces, and there are initiatives being pursued by different task forces. I just quote an example, Kai Tak. We discussed at the last meeting how to introduce more marine activities, making better use of the one-way park on the one hand and Kun Tong Promenade on the other hand. And this will continue to be on the agenda of the Kai Tak task force. So we recommend that this kind of initiatives be continued to be looked at by the geographical task forces. Let's build on experience. Like just now, Marine Department volunteer if there is any relocation, more overall view on the strategic location of their facilities. They propose it because it's a new topic. They propose to take it to the new Waterland Interface Task Force. So maybe we need a bit of experience, accumulation. In the meantime, individual initiatives may be discussed, may continue to be discussed and pursued at the three geographical task forces. So I think that would be relevant to this task force as well as the other two task forces. So at this point in time, we can take any question or we can move on to the presentation of the Harbourfront logo.
Franklin.
About the time, when will the task force first meet?
After the commission meeting, we asked members and institution members to enroll to join this new task force. So that is the starting point, because we have been mooting on the proposal for quite some time, and we have yet to come up with volunteers. Some members raise that there are practical issues, and that is, in fact, workload issues. We know members have been very supportive, whether you are individual members or institution members. So we expect to have some feedback on workload as well. So with the new task force, there will be more work, but we also say in the paper, we may recirculate that paper, that the new task force may not meet as frequently as the geographical task forces. But again, we need to build on experience. The task force may want to find its major initiatives first, build its experience first, but then we do not envisage that the meeting will be as frequent as the geographical task force.
Or maybe you can consider making our meetings less frequent as well.
So, ideas welcome.
thanks a lot. Any other comments on this?
Only to add, Madam Chair, we are looking for volunteers, so please. The other thing that we need to think a bit about is whether we allow institutions, anyway, obviously it can't be for, in the case of individually appointed members, but if we allow institutions perhaps to nominate an alternate, I think that would help. But we'll come back to you on that.
Give that idea further thought, because that may help workload on the one hand, but that would make the coordination of meetings very difficult, because we are talking about communicating with an even bigger group of persons. We are respecting institutions, but at the same time, when individuals attend these meetings, we are listening to your views, members' views as well.
All right, okay, thank you. So, Ronald, you're going to quickly walk us through the winning icons, right?
多謝主席，咁其實之前我都喺大會度進行嗰個簡報，咁今次都係因為呢個工作小組同大會嗰個會員不盡相同啦，咁做多一個短嘅簡報。咁就其實呢個維港標誌比賽都係我哋最近本年舉行啦，咁亦都係邀請公眾去設計一個即係維港嘅專屬標記。咁我哋都好開心啦，公眾係好積極參與嘅，咁都有近900份嘅作品提交咗啦。 咁我哋之前亦都揾咗呢個跨專業嘅評審去做一個獨立嘅評審過程。咁呢個評審委員亦都係包括我哋嘅大會主席 Mr. Brooke 啦。咁我哋亦都係已經成功選出咗嗰個勝出嘅標記。咁有啲我哋呢個頒獎禮嘅啲相片啦，我哋7月4號啱啱舉行嘅。 咁呢就呢個呢就係我哋嗰個勝出咗嗰個維港嘅標記啦。 咁另外呢個呢，就係我哋選出咗做我哋呢個委員會嘅標誌啦。咁呢個標記呢，正如上次喺大會，我哋都有會員嘅意見呢，就即係話可能我哋可以加返嗰個中文名落去嘅。咁另外我哋都係喺頒獎禮之後嗰日，亦都係有傳媒嘅廣泛報導啦。 咁之後我哋除咗頒獎禮之後呢，我哋喺7月至到9月期間亦都會進行呢個巡迴展覽嘅。 咁相關嘅資料亦都可以喺我哋嘅比賽網頁，其實都可以見到嘅。咁講返我哋呢個維港標記呢，咁都有唔同嘅應用方式啦。咁首先就我哋之前都嚟過Commission 同埋 Task Force 講過關於即係嗰個 Harbourfront Signage 或者個海濱指示牌方面啦。咁另一方面亦都係好似啱啱我哋而家派緊嘅一啲呢個紀念品啦，就係呢啲印有呢個標記嘅一啲線啦。 咁我哋之前亦都吸取咗會員嘅意見，委員嘅意見呢，咁我哋遲啲將來繼續做呢啲紀念品嗰個物料方面嘅選擇，都會再考慮嘅。咁我哋呢啲紀念品呢，亦都會有即係唔同嘅方式去散發俾公眾啦。咁除咗之前嘅頒獎禮同埋而家嗰啲巡迴展覽呢，亦都包括我哋嚟緊9月3號早上舉行嗰個紅磡嘅海濱長廊嗰個嘅開幕典禮嘅。 咁亦都喺呢度再次作出呼籲啦，同埋即係希望大家到時委員會嘅成員咧亦都會出席嘅。咁另外呢個委員會嘅呢個標誌呢，我哋亦都係即係而家開始去即係製造呢個名牌名冊business card 同埋即係一啲嘅文具啊、書信紙啊咁樣嘅。咁咧就今日嗰個簡介就係咁多嚇，唔該主席。
咁我哋自己就可以用呢個咁靚嘅 logo 啦。I just want to conclude the AOB with two things. The first thing is that Irene, who has been helping our commission for a very long time, will leave her office, this particular post, right? This office on the 1st of August. So we will have another helping hand. Pauline Poon will be helping with this particular mission, and she will be working together with Edward. So I think we need to record a minute to thank for the excellent service of Irene and to deal with all these emails and so on late at night and early in the morning. Thank you, Irene. Yeah, and the second thing is really the date of the next meeting. Originally, we have scheduled for the 14th of September and the 16th of November. Because now the Harbourfront Commission's meeting has been rescheduled, so we also need to reschedule, right, accordingly, so that all these task forces and the commission meeting will be aligned with each other. So the secretariat would inform members about the dates in due course, but usually we will meet in 2 months interval.
October.
Yeah, probably October. All right, so that brings me to the end of this agenda. So is there another AOB?
Yeah, yes, Paul? Quickly, Chair, the Leyu Moon car parking, I've received another two car parking requests, short-term tenancies. You've commented on two of them, and now there is on two other ones, and there are two more. So there are six total in the entire area. And these two ones is actually a new one, an area that has never been used for short-term car parking. Do we have to, by circulation, can we ask questions and get responses going?
Yeah, I think, if I remember correctly, the deadline for all the comments will be today, on Monday. On Monday, then you can still comment, right? What's the deadline for receipt? 25th, so it's yesterday. Last Monday, right? I thought it's already passed. So we haven't received any written comment, right? And now you want to raise some comments about it?
Well, I will definitely comment on this. I thought this was going to be, we'd be having a chance to talk about this in AOB today.
No, because we have circulated that. We will base on your comments and, you know,
I'll email you the comment with it. But I have quite a number of questions. There's no data to support any additional short-term car parking spaces.
I did not receive any comments on this. Did you make the comment?
I was waiting for today's AOB, but we were, of course, running out of time.
Number one is, I think, as we circulate, we have certain timeline, and if you have any comments, we would have expected you, for example, I have major comments, please let it discuss in the meeting, and we can consider that. But after the deadline, we haven't received anything, so that's why we...
Comments will still come. I will email them today then, tonight.
Yeah, all right. So Jacinta would still, you know, kind of receive the comments, all right? So, but next time, please do observe all this. I mean, it's okay that you have major comments and you want to discuss it in the meeting, but please do raise it in advance so that the secretariat could arrange for this, all right? Thank you very much. So see you in the next meeting. Thank you.